Hear from our new staff. I guess we're going to hear about our new staff introduction. Secretary, I have you down, Jeff, and Director Kirschenman. So whoever would like to go first.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll kick this off, and I'm excited to announce that we did hire a new Parks Director. That Parks Director is Jeff Van Meter. He's going to be coming up here to say a few words. But Jeff has been a regional supervisor down in the southeastern portion of the state at Lewis and Clark in that Yankton area for 23 years. And Jeff just brings a wealth of knowledge, experience, a lot of respect, and he's I'm definitely looking forward to having him in this role. And Jeff, take it away, sir.
Thank you, Secretary Brolin. Thank you, Commissioners, for your warm welcome this morning or earlier. So glad to be here. Kind of an exciting time for me. I'm kind of at that point in my life where it was fun to get something new to do and look forward to it. You know, we as I hope you agree with me, we have a world-class park system. We just got a great park system out there. It's got quite an inventory over the years we've developed. Really cool thing is we have a great bunch of staff, especially a lot of young people that are coming into our management and maintenance side of things, and just excited to lead that team of people. I don't even know if I have to leave them. Maybe they're going to leave me, but it's going to be fun. We got a good summer coming up ahead of us. You know, fortunately with COVID, we saw a huge surge in our numbers, and we've been able to maintain those. So far, things look fairly decent. We got through Memorial Day without one complaint, at least in my region, with the reservation system, which was great. It's kind of a testimony to the change we made and the confidence we had in that vendor. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Any questions for Jeff? Well, congratulations again, sir. We look forward to seeing the work that you do. I know whoever is down in Yankton has some big shoes to fill down there. So we'll be eagerly listening what happens in that role, if we don't already know.
Okay. Nope.
Very good. Secretary or Director Kirschenman, do we have some new additions? Okay.
All right. I'm going to go ahead with the parks ones, if you would. So first one up bat is Devin Miller. I think Devin's on. He's joined. There he is. Devin is our new assistant park manager at Snake Creek Recreation Area. He grew up in Northwest Iowa. He's a graduate of Iowa State University in Ames, where he acquired a degree in animal ecology. He's got four summers of experience, maybe five summers of experience, actually, in county parks in the Iowa area and then a couple of state parks in the Minnesota system. So we're really happy to pick him up. There he is. That's a better picture of him. Wave at us there, Devin. So, anyway, he's moved to Platte. He's the other exciting thing for Devin is he has just recently been engaged, and he's going to get married here pretty soon. So, thank you for joining us. The next one up I have is Ryan Halls. Ryan cannot join us today. He's actually working out at Spring Creek Recreation Area. We're doing some remodeling on cabins with a large crew of staff, and he's out in the snow putting up siding today, so they're having a fun time. Ryan's spent the last 13 years in the wind industry working on the big towers before transitioning to the manager position up at Shade Hill. He grew up in the Hot Springs, South Dakota area, attended SDSU, and enjoys hunting, trapping, fishing, shed hunting, and 600-yard bench rest shooting competitions in his free time. So. And then lastly, we have Russ Bellings, who's at Custer State Park. I don't know if Russ is going to join us yet. There he is with Matt. Russ, wave at us, sir. All right. Russ is in the Emergency Service Administration, has a BS in the Emergency Service Administration, and also a major in the Wildlife Fire Management. Russ is the new superintendent of, or was the superintendent of Parks and Recreation Forestry in the city of Superior, Wisconsin. So we feel like we got a guy with a lot of experience and bringing a lot of stuff to the table here. He's married, has two small children. He grew up in Custer, and he's glad to be back in South Dakota. So thank you. Thanks for joining us, Russ. That's it.
Madam Chair, I'll go into new staff from the Wildlife Division. First, I'd like to introduce Byron Buckley. Byron, are you on the phone, on the call? Byron is located out in our Rapid City. Oh, there he is. Is located out in our Rapid City office and brings a wealth of experience and knowledge to our agency. Really excited to have him on board out there and part of our big game and other wildlife management activities that we do. Comes with a lot of experience getting a BS from Mississippi State University and a master's and PhD from Texas Tech University. So brings some different parts of the country and some different knowledge and experience to South Dakota. Some pretty neat postdoctoral work that he did both at the University of Tennessee and Louisiana State University with some related grass and associated bird populations and on turkey population and ecology as well. So again, brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to our agency, certainly enjoys outdoors, hunting, fishing, hiking, and spending time in the outdoors. So we'd like to welcome Byron to our agency. Welcome, sir. Next one we have is Dylan Cook. And Dylan is a habitat conservation technician based out of our duty station up there at Lake Pelican, the Watertown area. There he is. And originally from the Watertown area, graduated from SDSU, has a passion for obviously hunting, big game hunting, elk in particular, is married and has a one-year-old son. So Dylan, welcome to the team up there in the Watertown area. Next one on our list is Wyatt Hammer out of our Mitchell area. Wyatt is a resource biologist in the habitat arena as well. Comes to us from the great state of Nebraska and has recently worked for Pheasants Forever and doing some habitat work with Pheasants Forever as well in our agency and some past years experience on our habitat crews. Graduated from SDSU as well in wildlife fisheries management. And Wyatt also, no different, a lot of our staff enjoy the outdoors, chasing turkey, deer, and antelope. So Wyatt, welcome, sir. Welcome to the team. And the last one that I have like to introduce is Zach Schwartz out of the Chamberlain office. Zach also is a habitat technician. Grew up in the Tabor area down there in the southeast and also has some time in Chamberlain. Also a graduate of SDSU, Wildlife Fishery Sciences. Has a lot of good background in threat endangered bird project work and habitat conservation out in the Rapid City area for 3 summers as well. So Zach, too, brings a lot of experience in the habitat arena and look forward to having him on the team as well. So welcome, Zach. Madam Chair, those are the new staff that we have since our last commission meeting for you.
Wonderful. Welcome to all of you. It's always good to see folks that left South Dakota and then returned to our great state. And those that have moved here, welcome. We look forward to seeing your work. We have one more introduction that we're going to do, and I will throw this over to Secretary Roebling, as we have a new commissioner that has now joined us. Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's my pleasure to introduce Commissioner Jim White from Huron. He was confirmed by the Senate here just last week, and we're really happy to have him on the GFP Commission. Jim served in the legislature for the greater part of 10 years. He's been on the Appropriations Committee those 10 years as well, so he knows all about fruitful and lively discussions at times. And Jim, I want to give you an opportunity to say a few words if you'd like, sir, and you can flip your camera on too. That'd be fantastic. Jim, can you hear us okay? All right. There we go. We see you. We see you good, Commissioner. Go ahead, sir. Oh, we can't hear you, though.
Where's your space bar?
Just had this working, folks that are listening in. We will get this working. Jim, we'll come back to you, sir. If maybe Nick Harrington can go out in the hall and see if we can get you to work, and we'll go from there. We'll be in touch.
All right. Oh, yes, the boss is there. We'll see.
Jim, can you hear us?
Can you still?
Oh, all right.
Well, we'll see if we can make that work, Nick, if you're able to help him. All right, so that's it for new introductions. I know we're going to hold off on the public hearing until the 2 o'clock hour. That's Central Time.